what are your reflections on the 90 minutes?
Look, disappointed because we wanted to make sure we're in the very least. It was a competition we wanted to progress in. We wanted to keep the momentum going from the results that we've had recently. But we were pretty much inconsistent today. Too many sort of players were up and down. We didn't show the quality that we're capable of doing. And we could probably still be there tonight and probably not score the goal tonight. We looked sort of... We had opportunities, but we still looked a little bit lacking in that sort of real belief and confidence to go and execute either the final pass, final ball into the box, or actually the final chance.
Were you happy with the first half performance?
Look, we knew how Peterborough were going to play. We watched them a lot. We knew they were going to play high-risk football. They were going to pop it around. We had the system that we were comfortable with playing. But we knew we would be able to get chances on the counter-attack. And we had two good chances first half, but didn't take them. And they were big moments in the game. And probably just summed up where we were as a team throughout the course of the game, really, that we had opportunities, whether it was the final pass, the final ball, the execution of things wasn't good enough to help us on the way to try and get back into the game.
You've used the word inconsistent. Was that a surprise to you in the light of how well your team's played to win those last two matches?
Well, yeah, but you go back to the Huddersfield game just before that where we were inconsistent as well. So I think not necessarily as a team, but as individuals, one or two need to sort of think what they need to do to improve on a more consistent basis and solve problems for themselves. But we've got an honest bunch, but they've got to make sure that the learning develop from every game they're involved in, and today's a learning curve for one or two, but we've got to make sure that we get back on it with another game on Tuesday now.
You made four changes today: Kirkland, Brown, Brownhill, Huntington all coming in. How would you assess each of their performances?
Well, we're forced into Chris coming into the team through Manchester United not allowing Sam to play. Hunts did it very well last week. Josh has been waiting for his opportunity. We wanted to give DJ and Galli a little bit of a breather. So all the play changes that we made didn't sort of make us any weaker to a certain degree, the different types of players into that team. So we played a strong team. Obviously, we had one eye on, like I said, with DJ and Galli ready for Tuesday night. But I think as a team, individually, players can look back and think they could have done a little bit more today.
Do you think Chris Kirkland could have done any more with either of the goals?
I think one or two should have got out a little bit quicker for the shooting opportunity in the first place. We're aware that the shoot from distance. The defenders will be disappointed with the second one, that the lad's got a free header as well. So you can analyse every part of a goal, and maybe somebody has some blame somewhere, but certainly no fingers pointed at Chris.
Was there anything about Peterborough's approach or the way they played today that surprised you, Simon?
No, not at all. Our preparation started Tuesday morning with all the DVD clips that we showed the players, the work we did Tuesday and Thursday and yesterday, this morning team meeting. No surprises. We just didn't probably execute our game plan as we can do and as well as we have done recently at other results.
In the run-up to the game, you talked about how the win at Sheffield United last year in the replay really gave you momentum to kick on and led you up ultimately to promotion. Is defeat today a risk that it might send you the other way in terms of league form?
Not really. Look, we've had some good results. Whenever we've suffered a disappointment, we've always got back very quickly to a positive manner. So, we used last year. We're a different team, we're a different personnel. We're in a better position than we were this time last year. And that was the comparisons that I made. We were struggling in January when we beat Sheffield United. We're not struggling in the league at this moment, but we've got to get back to the basics of being hard to beat and better on the ball and braver on the ball.
Clearly last year when you were in League One, you came in at the first round, beat Havant, beat Shrewsbury and then kicked on right through to round five. Was there any aspect today that coming in cold in round three made it more difficult against a side who've already got some momentum from getting through round one and two?
No, not at all. Look, it's another football match. We've played enough football over the last few weeks to be ready for another tough game. As I said earlier, we knew what was expected of the players today. We knew what was expected from Peterborough, and too many individuals didn't perform and execute the game plan that we asked them to do. So it's nothing about being called with the FA Cup. Players have played a lot of games and it's just been one of them days for us.
And in the light of the fact that you felt a lot of them didn't perform today, do you think you're going to make some changes for Bristol City on Tuesday night?
I'm sure there'll be a couple of changes because we'll have Sam Johnson available, Gallagher, DJ will be available. Might have a new signing by Tuesday night as well.
Now that's interesting because I hear Ben Pearson is being linked with the club, possible 100,000 move from Manchester United. Anything you can tell us about that?
We've been linked with about 50 players in the last week or so. Some of the players that we've been linked with is extraordinary. So we conduct all our business behind closed doors. And when we have a thing, we let it go, but we'll let people know about it. But we're actively looking bring players to the football club, and there's one deal that's very close.
And just finally from me, from Bristol City perspective on Tuesday night, what sort of challenges, Simon, do you think they'll pose for you?
Well, we know a lot about them from last year. Obviously, won the championship, League One last year very comfortably. Got some good players, but ultimately, it's about us getting what we do again now. We're, again, respectful of everybody that we play, but one or two players have got to get the performance out of the way today, and we get ready for our preparation of, as I said, a tough week at Bristol and then on to Ipswich.